We're up to Siman Tzadi Zayin, we're up to Siv Beis. Tonight, Mit Hashem, is a Maima Musgar. We're going to be discussing the love of Eloisiyah Leikanoisha, which means that you now let a chepper aloiva to try to collect a chayiv. That's what we're focusing on tonight. It's a very small Sif in the Mechaba. It's ironic, it's interesting that we find this many times that the Mechaba, when we talk about Lavim Deraisa, for some reason there's very little mention in Shulchan Aruch, and talks about Stam Halachas, you have simonim and simonim about details and prote protim about the chayiv, pote, if it will be a tanaya, azoy, and talking about Fush Alavin, it's very little representation. You have a Lamashul Lesachmud, Lesesavah, has very little in Shulchan Aruch. Lashon Hara is Bechal not mentioned. We have, it's interesting, Lavim in the Torah don't make it 100%, but when you have Chiyuvim, that gets there. I don't know. I wish I had a good beer. Maybe it's Dava Pajit that the Lavim are Mefursamim and Mefurashim, so we don't have to be Mavarit. I know there are a lot of details here. We'll see. Yet Hashem. All right, let's start. Siv Beis. Also, Lingois es Haloiva Lefraya. You're now allowed to pressure Haloiva to pay. Kishe Yedea She'ein Loi, when you know that he doesn't have what to pay back. You now let her pressure him. Any pressure, you now let her do. Pressure doesn't mean that you take a gun to his head. Pressure means, Evan Ozel points out, pressure means even a tefiah. You now let her ask him for payment if you know that he doesn't have the money to pay. That is already considered pressure. It's a medayikin in the Rambam, Shmita V'yayvel, that any tefiah is considered already pressure. So if you know that your loiva doesn't have what to pay you back, you have to steer clear from that loiva. You now let her ask him for the money. That's a lav deraisa. Let's see a lekanoisha. That's a lav deraisa. It comes along the Mechab and continues, which is a Gemara. Va'afilu laharois loy, even to show yourself, to present yourself in front of him, also asa. Even that is asa. You don't even be tevei. You just conveniently, you know he's at a kiddush, you conveniently show up to that kiddush. You know, he's wherever he is, you'll conveniently get there, he'll see you, he'll get the idea. Still, it's asa mipnei shehu nichlam. He gets embarrassed b'raisei l'malva. When he sees the malva, v'en yodam masega safrayin, he doesn't have the ability to pay. If he doesn't have the wherewithal to pay, and he's going to see you, so he's going to be embarrassed. So memele, it's asa not only to be teveya, but it's asa even to show yourself, to prevent yourself in front of him.
Even on Shabbos.
Sorry?
Even on Shabbos.
Doesn't make a difference. He's going to be embarrassed. Look,
he can pay.
Oh, on Shabbos. Anyway, well, we'll have to see what the reasons why. You know, so let's discuss it, I guess, now. Why is he nichlam? Why is he embarrassed when he sees you? Why is he embarrassed for?
He has all the money and he can't pay.
So he can't pay. So what's the embarrassment? So I would have said, Pashim Shad, I took out the Havah L'chatchilo. So when I took out the avah, it was with the promise that I'm going to pay you back. It was with the expectation I'm going to pay you back. And now that I can't pay you back, I feel embarrassed that I'm sort of breaching my deal with you. I promised that I'm going to pay. It's expected I'm going to pay. So I'll pay you at a certain point, and I don't. So I'm embarrassed. I'm not keeping my word. I'm not coming through with my obligation. The Sefer HaChassidim, however, in Shin Chav Zayin, says a different pshat. He says, Salam Desha embarrassment. He says like this. That here's a person, the loiva, who really is an ishtoiv, and he really would love to pay, and if he would have the money to pay, he certainly would pay, he doesn't have the money. And when he sees the malva, and he's not paying the malva, he thinks to himself, you know, the malva is probably thinking that I don't want to pay him back, that I have the money, and I'm avoiding him. I don't want to pay him back. I would really love to pay him back. I just can't. But the malva doesn't know that. The malva probably thinks I'm playing a shtickle on him. I don't want to pay him back. So he's embarrassed that the malva should have such a understanding, such an impression of him that he doesn't want to pay him back when he really does. He would love to, just he can't. So that's his embarrassment. His embarrassment is that the malva is going to be choish at him that he's a no good Nick. No, I really would love to. I just can't.
But the malva can't do it.
Sorry?
The malva can't see him.
Why? Because that will cause the life embarrassment. What's the embarrassment? That by seeing him and not paying, the malva will have this bad impression of him. That's what the Loiva thinks. Maybe the Malva doesn't think that. Malva is down the Kavschus and he knows about the Loiva doesn't have money, otherwise he would sure pay me back. But the Loiva has in his mind, that's what he's Choshish, that the Malva is Choshish him, and Mamele he's embarrassed from such a Malva. He's embarrassed that he has that reputation of somebody who's trying to hurt his Malva.
Ask a bunch of Loivas about how do you long decide the
I'm just this is the Sefer Chasidim, that really the person.
Because there are societies where there's absolutely no embarrassment.
Yeah, all right. Fine.
He knows he doesn't have the money.
Who knows?
The Malv.
Maybe the... Right, good.
So he knows he doesn't. That's why it's a talk.
That's the Malv's understanding of the Leiva's matzah. But the Leiva also knows that the Malv knows that he doesn't have. I don't know. Just today, God, I was stopped after davening. And a guy comes over to me, so he's starting to stop. You remember that person he's supposed to pay me back? He's not paying me, he's paying others. He has a whole problem. My stories, the Malvas aren't always understanding of the Leiva's position. And the Leiva, even though this Malva may be, but the Leiva doesn't know that. And the Leiva is embarrassed.
Yeah, the Machabe says that the Malva can't do it if it's Kishir Eshay, but when he doesn't know that, he can.
Correct.
So it's only when he knows that he doesn't have.
But we're going to get to that. What does that mean? Yeah, we'll get to that. Good.
And it doesn't say he has to avoid it. So the Leiva says, oh, the Malva, I'm embarrassed. If the Malva is standing in front of me, so then he's going to say the Malva thinks I have.
The Malva thinks I have, and I'm trying to stiff him. And I'm not trying to stiff him, but we'd love to pay. I just can't. That's the embarrassment. That's the Nichlam Bereisil Malva, then Yodam Etzegas Ofroi. There's a smag. The smag is Moisif, or has actually a different term. And really, the Rambam brings down both time, and the Mechab only brought down the embarrassment time. The smack has a pshat that he has a fear. Shalayav chidoi. The Leiva is scared that if the Malva is already there, the next step the Malva is going to already ask him for the money, and he's going to put pressure. So even though the Malva didn't ask yet, but he's afraid that he's one step there. He's about to ask me, and I'm going to what I'm going to say. I have no more excuse. I already was deichim a few times, and he's going to feel that pressure. So even though he wasn't teveh yet. But he's scared of that pressure that might be forthcoming. So that's also a problem. Shaliyav Chida, he has that fear that the Malva is going to be teveya him. He doesn't have the... We're going to develop that.
It doesn't say he has to avoid him.
He says he's not allowed to show himself to him. We're going to see. We'll get to the next episode.
Behind his back, you mean.
Yeah, okay. Now, we talk about on Shabbos, so maybe on Shabbos he won't be teveya him. But the embarrassment that he still thinks that, oh, he probably thinks I'm trying to stiff him because I didn't pay him before Shabbos. Yeah, so that you'll still have. That hachlama you'll still have. Now, I just want to point out, we don't do time with the krah. Rosh Shimon does time with the krah. We don't do time with the krah. Right? The Basra says, Laisi alaikanesha, you now let a pressure alaiva. Finished. We understand. Laisi alaikan, you now let put the lachat. I have to come on to time him shu nichlam beroisa lamalva taganta shtikol toira. So Kipshuta, and we're going to see it more, Kipshuta is because this is the second halacha. There's one halacha in Ela B'Tevea Aloiva in Ela Put Pressure. That's a lav deraisa, fusha pasik. I don't really care what the time is. I don't need to know the time. Rebbe Yisrael said so, I follow. Chazal came along and said, also, not only that, you're now allowed to show yourself and present yourself in front of the loiva. What's Prat? I wasn't today. I'm not putting on the pressure. What's Prat? That Chazal understood that's because of these time and me, because you're embarrassing him or you're scaring him that you're going to be Teveya, and that's why you need to come on to new time him. And we're going to see that this very well, this might not even be a Deraisa. The second Prat might only be a Derabbanan, even though the Gemara says it's a Pasuk.
The Gemara says you can mon him.
You cannot mon him.
No, you can't. Also, when Garshat Aloyva, the Frolish Yudaya Shame.
When you know that he doesn't have. So
but
fine.
Yeah, but if he
has. Oh, no, I'm talking about, well, of course, I'm talking about this case. When you know that he doesn't have, you're not allowed to even ask him. That's a pasuk. Comes along in and show in front of him, that's a bit extra. We're going to get to it. Baal, there's a lot here, Rabbi. There's a lot here from the Akronim. Hopefully, we'll get to it. Mietz Hashem. All right. So now, this is a very innocent, short, 2.5 lines of Mechaba. That's all he designated for this love. Everyone has a lot of kashes, and that's where the Akronim come in. So if you look, the Kesef HaKadoshim, the Buchacha, does an amazing job here. He brings down a lot of Chedushay Dinim, very practical. So it's in the middle, it's about, I would say, halfway or two-thirds of the way down the first column. He has First, he clears this shaila. What is this new din? That you're not allowed to show yourself in front of him. Is that a deraisa or not? So in the middle over there, he says, "Ach, what line is it? It's about 3, 6, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines from the bottom. In the middle of the line, it says, "Ach, meshein lavo lefonav bederek shemitzdarer hu beulai midrabanan." Maybe that's only midrabanan. Maybe. Even though the Gemara learns out from a pasuk, the Gemara says, "Lesia like kenoisha mikan," that it's also to be lavo lefonav. You now let it pass him by. But he says maybe it's only derabanan. V'ulai harvi is a gam came atarya kadosha shekivein shebezehu olav kenoisha. Since with this you're acting like a kenoisha, so he's mesupik if it's a deraisa or derabanan. The maisa, the lechem mishnah already is medayik in the Rambam. Also, the Rambam, when he starts with the basic halacha, he says it's a lav, it's a loisia, loikenoisha. Then when in the next halacha, he says it's also, he's medayik, the vaizos in the Rambam, this to be laharis loy is not an issa deraisa, it's only stam and issa, which presumably means that it's only an issa derabonan. There's a kinesis hagadoylu in Yeridei and kuf samach, hagoyis atur, sivkot and gimel, who names on that as well, that avada laharis loy is not an issa deraisa, it's only derabonan. I, the Gemara, has a drosha, that's an asmachta ba'alma, it's only an asmachta, it's only derabonan. And I believe the reason is like what I'm telling you, is for deraisa we don't need any timing. So it must be it's only the Rabbanan. Why are we giving taimim for? Because Chazal understood and they widened this Issa, okay, mid Rabbanan, but they widened this Issa to include even Lahari Soleil Lefonov.
Lahari Soleil Lefonov, that means in a passive aggressive state, not some who are attending an event I can't attend the same event.
Okay, so we're going to get to that. Bob, hopefully we'll get to that. Now, we're going to see Mi'at Hashem also that Knesset Gedolah, because of this Chilik, one's a deraisa and one's only derabanan. He wants to say, "Faket, this derabanan is more inclusive than the deraisa, not only laris lefanav, but on other things." We're going to see at nafkamina la lachim et Hashem later on. Okay, let's try to tackle one thing at a time. So first, this is an issa pashtus only midrabanan. Now, when you talk about, everyone's jumping on this din of ein loy, right? It says in Lashon Machaba, also lingus is a loy v'lefrei k'sheyedeya she'ein loy. When I, the malva, knows that he doesn't have, I have to know that he doesn't have. It's a lashon of Shulchan Aruch. It's really a lashon of Gemara. The Gemara, when it brings it out, loysia lekanoisha, says when you know that he doesn't have. Where is this coming from? Why is it also? If you know, let's say he musupik if he has a nut. I don't know if he has. Should be safek deraisa lechumra. Maybe he doesn't have, and I'm just pestering him. So I'm bothering him. I'll be even leisi lekanisha. It's a safek good. Sveika deraisa lechumra. It's a safek deraisa. It's a deraisa leisi lekanisha. So I shouldn't be able to be teveya even outside of safek. I'll sveika deraisa lechumra. It's mashum the mechaba, not like that. It's mashum the gemara really. It's mashum the gemara that no. It's as long as I don't know, I'm allowed to. It's only when I do know that he doesn't have, then when I'm not allowed to. So that comes along the Kesef Kedoshim, like a line later, and he says, "Ein kepeda kiim kishiyadei avadai she'ein lei." It's only kepeda if I know for sure that the loiva doesn't have. V'hu merumis bepasik ha'ani im imach leisiyah lekanaisha. Right? He says, "Mekesa tava ha'ani." As mekesa tava as ami as ani imach leisiyah lekanaisha. So we darshin. Kesef Kedoshim darshins, as ani imach loisia loikenoisha. Dahainu shehu imach begeda ani vaday. If he's imach to you the malva as an ani, then loisia loikenoisha. Vata yadei omake b'shein loi alzehu azharish loi liyos loikenoisha. Olazeh loishag b'zeh sveka deraisa lechumbo. Ah, you have a second deraisa lechumbo. Doesn't pass. It's a gzeris akosif. As a ani imach, if he's imach as an ani, if he, you understand him to be an ani, then it's a loisia like an oisha. That's one pshat. Then a little bit later, he says another pshat. Gam nira sheshayik bezeh chazaka sheyesh loy. I could assume that he has money. Why? Sharei haloiva also loy la'abir hamam and boifin shayidei zeh loyu loy b'malaf rei. We're going to learn Yet Hashem a little later that a loiva, when he takes a hava, has to have a vade plan how he's going to pay back. And he can't spend that money in a way that he won't have the ability to pay back. So obviously, if that's the halakha, certainly the loiva has the ability to pay back. I don't have to be kosher, he doesn't have the ability to pay back, because chazaka, he wouldn't have borrowed in the first place if that's the case. So certainly he has the ability to pay back. So I don't know, I'm not sure, I have a chazak. He must have. Otherwise, he wouldn't have borrowed in the first place. Without telling me, he should have told me he might not pay back. No, if he borrowed, it must be he has the ability to pay back. So I have a chazak. I'm allowed to mon on that chazak. I say, I should tell on the chazak that he vade sheyeshloi. It's a chiddush. I would say it's Isra Chazaka. If Yitaka didn't pay you back on time, it's also Chazaka that a person's supposed to pay you back on time, right? That's part of the same mumdus that he's a tzaddik and he's not going to borrow without paying back. And if he didn't, and he's really a tzaddik because he has a cheskas kashas, it must be he can't. Because if he could, he would certainly have. So it must be he can't. So l'chayit Isra that Chazaka should be now back to Seika
Deraisa. Offer him another loan for the same amount of money and see his replies, and don't give it to him if he collects.
Okay. But that's... Anyway, Lamaisa, but that's what he says. Two reasons. One is it's a drasha deraisa. Ketzer kedushin is mechadish a drasha. And so on. He imach losia loikenoisha. And the second is because you have a chazaka. Okay, so let's go back to the first pshat. The first pshat that the ketzer kedushin comes on with a drasha, the MS. Unbelievable. I mean, we're not allowed dashen. The Rishonim can't dashen a pasuk. Now we're coming to the Bechachos dashen a pasuk. It's a big chiddush. But he was mechaven.
This is a remez.
Which I do, but he's giving you a tam in this halacha. It's a halacha lemaisa din. Lemaisa, he was mechaven. It's a Yalkut Shemoini. The Yalkut Shemoini, Mamish says this, or at least some touch up the Yalkut Shemoini like that. And Mishpatim, Ois Shinun, the Yalkut Shemoini says, Lo'ani she'imach lo'siyah lo'ikanoisha. So the Yalkadashans. La'ani she'ima klaisi. Pashtis, that's what the Yalkad mean. Isaiah's touched up to Minchas Soilis, that the Yalkad means this. So really it's a drasha. And really I want to tell you, I have a deek and a Lashon HaRambam. I think he's right. There's a Lashon HaRambam. In the beginning of Yad HaChazaka, unbeknownst to many, in the beginning of Yad HaChazaka, right at the beginning, he brings down all the mitzvahs. Just tells you all the mitzvahs. Tariag mitzvahs. It's like, I don't know, like Dhamma le Sefer Yad HaChazaka. It's not a Sefer mitzvah, it's something else. But in the beginning, Yad HaChazaka, he brings out all the mitzvahs. Over there, when he talks about this mitzvah, if you look, in mitzvah Reish Lamed Daled, his lashon is, Shalo Yitva Ha'ani Bechoivoi. This is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is, Shalo Yitva Ha'ani Bechoivoi, Kishe Yeda Shehu Ani. Don't use the lashon, Kishe Yeda She'ein Loi. Yunala B'Teveha Ani, when you know that he's an Ani. Sounds like he's coming from this pasuk. Ani imok leisi lekanaisha. If you know that he's ani, then you nala rabitaved is ani. So vice toys the lav is tali in this thing. If he has an ani or not, I just think it's a davar chodosh. L'chari he's right, but the ma'isa is. I went to learn to halacha like this. I have to know if he really means to take this all the way. I understood the halacha. What does it mean kishiyadesh? It's only yes. What does it mean she'ema? What does it mean? What level? He has. I see his $5,000 in the bank. My loan was only $5. He has plenty to pay me back. He can pay me back 1,000 times over. If you would have asked me, I would have said, Gesintayit b'tavei, he has the money. Why not? Because the whole din is as long as I'm not yodeh she'ein lo, forget, I know that's yeshleit. I have a right to be tavea. Vayseis from the Kesa Kadoshim, if he's right, that's not the nekud. The nekud is if you know that he has a halachic status of a noni. A guy who has $5,000 in the bank is still a noni. A noni that we paskin, a noni has to have reish zuz, which in translates to mean that he has to have the ability to last for a whole year with clothing and food. In a studio apartment, in the smallest matter, I don't know what the shear should be, but let's talk about around $25,000 he needs to have to become ois ani. The guy has $5,000 in the bank, he's still an ani. If he has a steady job, so that's different, but if he has no, he's jobless, and he has $20,000 in the bank, and that cannot last him for 12 months, the halach is he has a din ani, he could collect stocker, he could collect leka chichupaya, he's considered an ani. Whatever it is, total, we're going to get to assets soon, but total, let's say he has whatever it needs, if he can liquidate assets, but he needs some assets as well. He needs a bed, he needs a table, he needs a chair, he needs his basic kalim as well, otherwise he can't live. He needs to have the ability to live for a year. So if that's the case, I would have told you it's fine, he has the money to pay back. $20,000, what's the problem? He only borrowed $5. If he's right, the shir is not kishiyadeh she'ein loi, the shir is kishiyadeh shehu ani, and that's a Lashon HaRambam, that should be in Halacha B'Teveah. You can't ask him for the money because he has a halakhic status of a nani, and you know that he's a nani, so you know that a mucha, a nani.
He took the loan, he wasn't
a nani. Maybe when he took the loan, he was also a nani.
Yes, I'm saying if his financial status didn't change.
Right. So if he wants to pay me back voluntarily, fine. But I'm now allowed to ask him because it's Laisiya Loi Kenosha, I'm asking an ani who I know is an ani to pay. I'm now ask an ani to pay back a chayv.
What if he feels that he is dishonest?
Okay, well, we'll get to that hopefully maybe in Sif Dalad. Hopefully.
You have a mitzvah to give a loan to someone you can't collect from.
No, one second.
Asking a similar thing. No one's going to want to loan any money. There's no dollars for 500.
Okay, so if he voluntarily will pay you, or if you trust him that voluntarily will pay you, it's fine. But for you to ask, so if that's the shear, it should come out that you're now let ask this guy if you know he's an ani. And le'idikisa, if he's an usher but right now has zero cash on him, he has nothing, you'll let him butch his brains out. Why not? He's not a nani. I know he's not a nani. He holds here from New York. God, he doesn't have anything to pay me now. But I could pass to him. La Maisa, I'm allowed to pass him because he's not a nani imach.
Can you ask before he gets the status of ani or not, so you know?
Why not? I think you should have the right to ask it anyway because you want to know she advanced the loan altogether. You want to know his credit status, right? You want to know his ability to pay back.
Then you have to define what's called a nani.
So that's, like I said, hukas tzedakah. But at the very least, he has to have for an entire year, unless he has a steady job, so the job will take him through the year. But he has to know now how he's going to live throughout the year.
What if you make a nani out of him by him paying you back?
Oh, but that's a good child. We're going to get to Belina and the later. Hopefully, we'll get to it. Okay, so now.
Even if in the guy's lifestyle, he's not using it for his stability in the bank, he's using it for Komin and Meister. Komin is not going to need it, but
is he a nani? Could he collect like a Choko Bay, a Maisani? Okay, but if he could collect. So he has a din of an ani, so that loit the guy's a kachim, then you're not allowed to ask him.
Look, Chayra. The shot of the 25,000 to 30,000 is that he has to have the yeshiva das to be able to live out.
No, yeshiva das. It's a halakha. He has a din of an ani. It has to do with hukas tzedakah. It's not here. It's in hukas tzedakah. Reish and gimel, you have to have reish. So it's gada. It's not for now. We once discussed in reish and gimel, we pass in that he has to actually have money to last entire lifetime. Well, whatever. It's a different thing. But at the very least, he has to last for a year.
He's money and I can't collect it.
If the Kesar Kadoshim is right, the answer is yes. Means if the din is an ani, everything's totally, does he have a status of an ani or an osher? All right. He doesn't have what to pay back, 100%. But if he's taiching, that means that he's an ani, so he doesn't have what to pay back, because whatever he has, he needs to last for the year, so he has nothing extra to pay you back. I didn't say it's much. I said, without the Kesar, I wouldn't have learned like that. But if he's right, that's a Joshua.
What's the best move in such a case?
One second, we're going to get to see the belt. We're going to get to the belt. Hold on, one second.
It's a less like a notion of the world because he doesn't have my much anymore. Dad, what's the difference if he's only? What's the difference if he's
last? Because an ani it's considered he doesn't have. He whatever money he has, he needs to last out the year. So he doesn't have anything extra. He doesn't have to pay you. He has for other things, but not to pay you. So that's like he doesn't have. All right. That's l'chayu like this pshat. L'maisa is our other pshatim here. Why you need to know that ein loy? What? Why is it dafka vadikish ein loy? The minchas chinuch and mitzvah samach zayin. He has a cheshen. He's mesupik in this halacha, and he suggests, well, if this wouldn't be the halacha, back up a step. No one could really know what's going on by Yena. I have no idea. I'm always a suffik if Yena has the ability to pay or not. How should I know? I'm always a Safik. If there would have been a halakha, let's say like Kanesha, even on a Safik, basically you're closing down every malva's ability to ever collect. He can never ask, because there's always a tam. Maybe the guy doesn't have. How you talking that that's what the Torah means, that the malva can never ask anybody? That doesn't make any sense. So he said, Al-Kaka, we understood that must be the lav is only when the malva knows that the loiva doesn't have. That's his pshat. That's a minchas chinuch's pshat. The Maram Shik, and Mitzvah Samach Zayin has a different pshat. He says the pshat is like this. I'm not sure. He says, and the Mava might be over lava like Kenosha. But Li'ida Gisa, if the Leiva does have the ability to pay back and he doesn't, then he's a Navarian. He's withholding payment. He has a contractual obligation. He has to pay me back. So, Kozman at the Safik, Mitzad Echad, I might be doing an Aveira. He might not have. I might be able to see a like Kanesha. Mitzad Sheni, he might yet have. And I'm doing him a favor to save him from being an Avarian. So, since it's a Safik this way, Safik that way, that's why you're allowed to be Taveya. He doesn't pass fake at the Raisal of Churma on the Issa, because on the other side you have a Suffolk that maybe you're doing a mitzvah. So it's Mechadish. Whenever you have a Suffolk, you're doing a Nissa. And a Suffolk, you're doing a mitzvah. B'chai Gamma, you don't have the klal of fake at the Raisal of Churma. I never heard of this before, but as I talked to him, Mela, that's the reason why you're allowed to be Taveyim.
What's the kind of kid notion? It doesn't say Losi and Nosha. So you see, What's the definition of
that? We're going to get to why. Okay. But I think what you're suggesting is perhaps what I wanted to learn. I thought, Kepashit, but I see all the Akron not going like me. But when I learned Talak, I thought it was Kepshutai. Lasilai Kenoisha. It doesn't say like you said. It doesn't say you're not allowed to be a Noisha. Of course, the Torah wants you to be a Malva. You can't act like a Noisha, that notorious, infamous Noisha. So what is the Pasuk talking about? Pasuk talking about a guy, a Malva, a Nudnik, who knows that the Leiva doesn't have and is pestering him anyway, extorting, trying to get him to pay in a way that he's not supposed to pay. He's trying to force him. Just tonight, I got a call, an emergency call about a Malva who's trying to pester a guy in a way that even the Malva acknowledges as a Shalei Kedin, a blackmail through a family member. That is the infamous Noisha. You try to force payment on Alva when it's Shalei Kedin. You force him to borrow from others, which he's not mechuyev to do. The Halach in Tzadi Tesef Dalet talks about a Bezin. If the Malva and Bezin knows that the Leiva doesn't have money, and you put pressure on him and you cause him to make a shvuah that he doesn't have, when everyone knows he doesn't have, the Bezin's over the Leiva leisia leik anoisha. Why? Because what is the Malva doing? He's a no good nick. What is he trying to do? The Mechaber says three things. Either trying to stamp, take nakamim and mitzayir him for being stiff, or he's trying to force him to take halva from someone else, which is also Shalei Kedin. Or he's trying to force him to take his wife's assets, other people's accounts, and family members to bail him out, which is also Shalika did. You're putting on the pressure. So many times I was involved with these type of dinei Torah. You squeeze the guy till mamish everyone has to bail him out, which is also, that's, if he doesn't have, he doesn't have. The family members are not mechuyev to bail him out. So that's, you see, like, now it'll be that infamous noisha. Because, man, you have a suffix that the guy has, you're not doing it to hurt the guy, you're doing it to collect. Rabbi said, it's a chinuch, I hold. The chinuch, when he's Messiah, the mitzvah, what is this mitzvah, lezile kenosha? He says, you know, at the end, he always fears ice the punch. When the guy is over the live, he says, a person goes and is to bear money from a loiva, kidei letza'aroi, he's over in the loiva, lezile kenosha. If I say, it's only if you're trying to hurt the guy. You're doing it for nothing. You're not doing it for something that's coming minadin. You're doing it to hurt the guy, to be mitzayim. So then there's a lezile kenosha. Cause man, I have a suffix. The guy has money, so why am I asking him? I'm not asking him to hurt him. I'm asking because maybe he has what to pay me. I want to get paid. So then you have a good intention. If you have a good intention, so there's no lava, like the lekanosha. The whole lava is only when you're doing it to hurt the guy or forcing him to pay, shalaikadin. That's like the lekanosha. That's what you need, bedafko, that you know, shayin like. And a kanami, I'm asking that if the guy is masupik and he's chepering the loiva anyway, because hating him, there's a tzad he has what to pay back, and hey, whoa, even if he doesn't, I'm going to get him. So in the karma, then I'm asking, and it's a suffix derives the karma, because then he doesn't have an excuse. He's doing it even on the tzad he really doesn't have. I want to get him, I want to hurt him. So then, yeah, then he's doing kedei letzarei. But if he's just an elicham alvin, he just wants to get paid back, and he's doing it kedin, maybe the life has what to pay. So he's not doing kedei letzarei. There's no lezi lekanosha. That's what I would have said.
The other side that you said was a different, like a rapist type of deal, that he's not sure if he's.
What do you mean? Who?
So the tzad was that if he's not paying back, he needs motivation to pay back. Therefore, he goes to him. He's not sure if he has money or not.
I'm not sure, so I'm going over. And I'm asking, by the way, you know, your loan is due.
Well, it's not that he's withholding payment.
Right.
Because he's going to be over an issue.
The Mamshik you're talking about? Mamshik is the other way. Mamshik is that I have a tzad that he might be doing an aver by withholding payment when he has.
All I
got to
do is not be
mafmed. Oh, I have to do that? I'm not mechuyev not to be mafmed. I have a right to my perorain. I don't have to be mavat on my rights. I have a right to ask him for the money. All right.
The whole difference of our law is that we have only the passions.
Right. We're going to get to here.
The law that takes place, if he stays in the same status that he is now, any money he makes back, he's not mechuyev to this. Every single halva.
Every halva that is a mitzvah to do, every halva that is a mitzvah to pay, loit the kesef hakadoshim sprat, you won't be able to be goyvin lechayr. Right. Okay, they discuss gemachim. I don't know. We don't really have corporations, so. I mean, halacha, whoever owns the corporation really owns the assets. So if I lend it to the corporation, I really lent it to the guy. So he's my loiva. The person who owns the corporation owes me the money. Sorry?
It's more than one person that owns it.
So then all of them. So all of them owe me the money. Yeshutras owes me the money. Shanim, we had such a teenager. Oh, so you collect from those who are not anim. I don't know. You could.
The only answer is to lend to LLCs.
How that can help you?
corporation.
No, I'm telling you, a corporation, whoever owns a corporation, that's who you lent it to.
Corporations are not individuals, they're an entity by themselves.
I know, but they don't...
Individuals are not responsible
for they're not,
unless they sign on.
Right, they're not personally liable. However, from a halakhic standpoint, we don't believe that there's such a thing called a goylem, called a corporation. They believe that there's such a, they breathe life into a machine called a corporation. We hold that they are human beings and corporation doesn't make, it's not a human being. And Mamela, whoever owns it, Ramesha holds that for shame halva, you need personal liability as well. The person is the one who borrowed the money, but he made an apoytiki mafush, and you cannot collect from me, you can only collect from my asset. And Ramosha is a chiddush, and that doesn't have a shame of all to it. All right, so Ramosha is chiddush, harbi v'harbi chokum alav. But in whatever it is, in all the cases, and you won't be able to go after him personally, because you accepted the terms of just these assets. But you want to know, is if someone owns a corporation? Yes, and how long can someone owns a corporation?
So that the individuals who are a member, who are principals of a corporation, are they over on the Balyarari, Balyamotza, and Chomitz?
So that's when Moshe has a tshuv in Evan Ezon, and I think Ches talks about that. And by stocks, he goes even by stocks, maybe he has a hedge by stocks now, by corporation, pashas, it would be. Whatever, there's a Shabbos, you know, I'll be open on Shabbos. I'm not open, my corporation's open. No, you're the one who's open. You have a front called the corporation.
How about stockholders?
So that's Rav Moshe has a chiddush by stocks, might be different. That's a.
Because they have no say in the yarn.
That's Rav Moshe's hamtzah. Yeah, he has it, not for now, but.
Who
that one?
Who owns Moses?
Moises might be a different problem. Moises might be an apotropos. It might be Mois Tzedakah. That might be something different. Depending on the Moises, depending how it's run. But I want to tell the guy that he doesn't own it. Would he accept that? Well, no, he'd be offended by that. Then you'll know who owns the Moises. All right, let's continue in the Kesef HaKadoshim. There's a lot more here, Rabbi, so I want to get to it. The next Kesef HaKadoshim, like two lines later, he says, V'isizel o'shayich ki'im kishetaveya gam shiyadeh she'in limu'umo. That I know that he has nothing. Nothing doesn't mean just doesn't have cash. Nothing means nothing. Loishum mekakoi, not any karka, loishum metaltum, not any metaltum, bishum makam, anywhere in the world. If I know for sure he has nothing, then I have this problem. What does nothing mean? V'ainu kefi ha'alochis tisei de balchoif. We're going to learn in Yetz Hashem later on in the Siman, there's a dim massage, and you have to allow the loiva to keep a certain amount in the chasim. That he has to have. If he has anything above that, even if it's an asset, there's no din. There's no din loisiel ekanesha, because he can pay me through those assets. Shekol shalafi say dezeh im biyod lefrei klal. If he doesn't have anything beyond the basic necessities, oz asal l'toyve man shein kein. Lasi say the balchoyv yeshu l'toyve. If he has extra beds, extra cars, let me take one of those cars as a mashkin. He has an extra car, he has extra stuff that he doesn't need in the hilchos of misogyn, then you're allowed to be teveya, because that's not issa. Issa is if he mamish has nothing more than what his basic necessities are. Now, Hegar is talking about taking it as a mashkin. That's what he's matcha. Take it as a balchoyv midin misogyn. This halacha is already a Shulchan Aruch Harav. He says the same thing in Sif Beis and Sif Yed Gimel. Also, it's totally midin misogyn, whatever he needs from misogyn. If he only has that bare minimum, there's a problem. If he has above that, then you're fine.
So what I asked before, that if by claiming he makes money, you can only claim money above the money.
We're going to get to, maybe. We'll get to about, hopefully, if we have enough time, that's much like towards the end of this year, hopefully we'll get to it. All right, so here, there's a Chuvis van Hoggis. Someone told the Chuvis van Hoggis, a bizoy, have a partial patent. He was talking about Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, everyone owns an apartment. So he said, Eretz Yisrael, there's no problem, we'll see you like in Aisha. He always has an apartment, let us sell his apartment. That's what he tied to. And Mamela, there's no din loisiel ekanesha. Let him sell his house. Let's sell his apartment. Sorry?
Works in Shlosiel.
It doesn't want the person.
It's true. A lot of people,
after
the person dies,
it
doesn't
even
go to Yerusha.
How come it goes into Yerusha, Mamela? Doesn't? Who owns it? Who?
It's called Shlosiel. Shlosiel.
And so who owns it?
I don't know. But it's not him.
Okay, fine. Who?
Sure.
Oh yeah. Okay. I'm not familiar. Okay. Fine. Fair enough. But most people own apartments. Memela zokt the shayol. Memela is no more than loisiel lekanasha. He says chasm lahaski throwing out a lava loisiel lekanasha can't be. He said, what is it talking about? It's talking about a case when when you want to take the apartment, if you want to take the apartment, you want to buy the apartment off of him, you want to take the apartment as a mashkin, so then in the economy is loisil lekanaisha. But if you're only interested in green, you only want him to pay you back money, you don't care about his apartment, you can't be teveya if you know that he doesn't have money. If you know he doesn't have money to pay, then you can ask him for the money to pay. If he has an apartment, he can have 7 apartments, but you're not interested in his apartments, you're interested in money. Let me explain what I believe he really means to say, is that the halacha is that, contrary maybe to popular belief, a loiv is not mechuyev to sell assets to pay a loan. He's not mechuyev to do that tircha. If you go to a loiv, if he has money, fine, so then you could collect money. If he doesn't have money and wants to pay you with an asset, you're mechuyev to take that. If you want payment, he has the right to stiff you with that asset. You can't tell the loiva, okay, you liquidate and just give me the money. That's the halacha. It's in Fusha Taisis and Bava Kamim and Vava Mebeis. How did the Chazal know this?
What's the difference? Cash or assets?
If I want the asset, I could take the asset, but I can't force that extra burden of tircha on the loiva to liquidate. I could take the asset. That's fine. But I can't ask him to liquidate. You put the house up for sale. When it's sold, when we're talking about, he doesn't have money. And when he doesn't have money, if he has money, then I can force him to give me the money. If he doesn't have money, I cannot force him to tircha. To force somebody to be matriarch is only limited to one case, and that is by an employer. An employer must pay an employee money, and if the employer does not have the money, but he has assets, the employer is mechuyev to be matriarch to liquidate those assets to pay the employee cash. Every other choyv, mazik, gnev, exhale, all those cases, you're not mechuyev to be matriarch. So memela, I could go over to the loiva. If I'm not asking him for the apartment, and I only want money, and money he doesn't have, he's not mechuyev to sell his apartment. He's not mechuyev to go through that tircha.
You can take it.
I could take the apartment.
Sell it and give it.
So we're going to get, right. So Kumtoy said, that's what the Chuz HaNogos means. That I'm not asking for the money and the apartment I don't want. If I don't want the apartment, I'm being a Nisha. I'm stamp pestering him. You know he doesn't have money. You're trying to pressure him to liquidate his apartment. That's your like it in. You can't pressure him to do that. He's not mechuyev to have that tircha. So Memeilo, that's why he holds that there's still a Laisiya like a Nisha. Grado, there's a Evan Ozel, the Evan Ozel's Mashma Faket. The Evan Ozel says, Bishiyadeya Hamalva, Sha'ata, that the Loiva Eino Yachol Umaychram. If now I know, the Malva knows that the Loiva doesn't have the ability to liquidate those assets, then your Oiva Laisiya Lekanoisha, Vaist Ois, that if the Loiva has the ability to liquidate those assets, then the Malva would not be Oiva Laisiya Lekanoisha, which is Lachariah connected what the Chuvus van Hoggis is saying. So I think, let me just fairize the Mach Shavas. I think there's really no stira. I think it's like this. What is my Kavona? I can't force him to liquidate. I could force him to pay me if he has. But I could also force him to give up that asset to me or the Bezdin, and we'll do the liquidation process. I can't force you to be matriarch. Good, I'll be matriarch. Give me over the asset, sign over the asset, we'll give it to our Bezdin, we'll put up a sale, we'll put it up, and the mailer, that's how I'll get my money. And that you have the right to do. That's the halacha. We are given from persons nechasim, and it's a whole seder, how you show them and how you sell it, the whole achrasta, this whole seder adava. But that you could do. What the Chuvus HaNogos l'chayra had to have meant, l'chayra, is where I don't even want to do that. I don't want to have the headache of liquidating his asset. I don't want to have the headache of going through Bezin. I want you to liquidate the asset, the loiva. And that I can't do, because he's not mechuyev to go through that tircha. Memela, then you'll be over loisil lekanaisha, but as long as you're interested, or you're allowing for you to take on, the malva to take on that tircha, or Bezin to take on that tircha, that should be fine. I'm not going to be over. Unless, like Evan Ozel says, that it's not able at that time, there's no ability to sell. Like, the market's down, you can't sell, it's too quick, whatever it is. If you don't have the ability to sell, then you can be over the tircha. You know he can't pay you. Not enough time to liquidate, and he has no money, then you'll be over Laisiya Lekanoisha. But if you know that there's an ability to liquidate, then there won't be any Laisiya Lekanoisha. In other words, when you tevea from him, you could even tell him out clearly. Either give me the money or give me the asset. I should say even further. Even if it's at the time that it's not possible to liquidate, if I'm interested in taking over his apartment, I'm willing. It's kedai. I'd rather him not owe me the money.
He's making more than what he owns.
So I'll pay him for the difference. And then he doesn't have excuse that it's not able to liquidate. Here I am. I'll be the liquidator. I'll buy it, shots up for a fair price, get Bezin to shots up, and I'll buy it off him.
Well, pay him to liquidate for a Zifra Tircha, whatever it is.
Well, no, I can't force him to do that tircha, even for pay, if he's not masking. And only, that's L'chayr, the best thing is when you go over to him, tell him, do you have money or any asset? I'm willing to take any of your asset also. I'm willing to go through the terka, and then there won't be a laisil l'kanoisha. Alternatively, I'll give you even a better etzah. If at the beginning, when you lend the halvah to the guy, halach is that he's not mechuyv to do the tercha. Be masna with him at the beginning. In the event that it comes time, this man of paroin, you take on the responsibility to liquidate as well. You're accepting that tercha as well. Memela, then I'll have a right to force him to do that too. The contractual obligation to time with halvah, that's what he accepted upon himself. Memela, I won't have a problem. What's the problem? That he has an asset and he can't liquidate? He doesn't. He has a chiv of tercha, because that's what I was masna with him at the beginning.
He can honor or not, no. He has the asset that he can bet some liquidity, but he doesn't have the cash.
Right.
Does he have the status of an
anani? Maybe he still has the din of anani. Let's say, maybe he still has it because it's not enough for him to live throughout the year, whatever it needs. So Mamele, he'll still have a din of anani, but yet I'm allowed to force him to do that because that was a contractual obligation that he's mechuyv to do. He has some asset. Again, we're going to the Kesa Kadoshim before. Like the Kesa Kadoshim, he holds L'chayra that every ani, you're never allowed to be tovei, even if he has the ability to pay. So then, yeah, you have to know what he's doing over here. But otherwise, I would have told you, right, without the Kesa Kadoshim, if he has the ability to pay, then you have no problem.
So lucky you can get in theory very, very possibly, you're penalized for good conscience because of the fact that I don't want to see this man on the street. And I have a $30,000 loan, he has a $300,000 apartment without any mortgage. We're not getting into any line of credit over here, just strict.
Good.
So since I don't want to put him, since my good conscience doesn't want to put him on the street,
correct.
I don't worry about his good conscience. But I'm penalized, like I can't say legal.
You can't say I want money because you know the guy doesn't have money. Then you're just pressuring. All right, fine. Fine. All right.
I think it's better to have money.
Okay, that's for sure. Okay, let's one more, but we have to go.
Stocks and mutual funds is considered cash or is considered an asset?
Well, if you could liquidate easily. So then maybe that's not considered tircha. Maybe we could argue that's on tircha and that he's mechuyev to do. Maybe.
You said it's not considered cash, but again, giving a loan. If a person
has stocks, but let's say he has money in the bank, right? He has money, he has all the whole voice. But that's because mutual funds is an item that he doesn't have liquid. But he's saying if the whole reason is Be'etzem his assets are Meshubit to Mechayiv and it's only a problem of Tircha, he's suggesting that maybe that's not considered Tircha. It's one phone call, just liquidate. One press of a button and that's it, it's over. Alright, one more halach in the Kesef Gedoshim at the end, on the top of Amebeis. Someone asks, is this limited to just Havois or to all types of debts? V'chein b'choivis she'enem ayyadei mova, it's the top of the second column. V'chein b'choivis she'enem ayyadei mova, rak ayyadei schiris uchadoyma lo shayich isezeh. The issa was only said by her voice. Maybe it's still proper to stay away. Not sure if it's because he's mesupik or stam the Indian. He has a sefer kesek kadoshim has a sefer called mili de chasidusa on sefer chasidim over there in shin chav zayin. He has a whole long shtickle, and over there it sounds like just like an Indian not to do. And he's meisiv over there who adin hakofes chanos. I've gotten the shaila a number of times. A person extends credit, you're buying a thing, and it puts it on the bill, and now it's come time to pay. Does the store owner have a right to call the GOP? You know, you have a bill already, it's a $2,000 bill. It's time for you to pay your groceries. Are you allowed to do it if you know that it's Einlo, if you know that he's an Oni, whatever the share is? Are you have this problem of a Lasiya like Kenosha? And he says over there too, who are Dina Kovitz Kanos, wouldn't have this love? Kozman loizakov bilmilva, if you turned it into a halva, if you tallied it up and you'd say, well, you know, 100 then and 200 then and 300 then, and now you owe me one sum total of $1,800, that might have now turned into a halva. Okay, that's enough for now. But if you're not zakvin alav bilmilva, it doesn't have a shame halva, you will not have this lav, but still, midis chasidis mitzad rachmanis, not too much of him. That's what he says. It seems not a lav, just midis chasidis mitzad rachmanis. L'chay, where's the Kesef Kachim coming from? He's touching the Pasuk. In Kesef Talva, as Ami is on Imak L'Tzilei Kenesha. If it comes from Ahava, Kesef Talva, then L'Tzilei Kenesha. It's limited only to Kesef Talva. That's the L'chay where he's coming from. There's an Ateres Moshe. The Ateres Moshe in Ois Kuf and Kuf Aleph has Chedush Edinim. So over there, is that where it is? 1 second. No, I'm mixing up. No, sorry. The Ateres Moshe is off or not. The Ateres Moshe over here, he was also mesuvik about other chayvis. He doesn't have this kesef kadoshim. He has a different chilek. He holds that bemis, this lav is on all chayvis that pass the Lashon Noisha. And he's mechadish that Noisha only passes if you initially gave the loiva something, gave this person something, and then now you're trying to get it back. That's a Noisha. So he said, for example, Chanos, I gave him a product, he owes me for that product, so now I'm not allowed to ask him back, will be a lava loisia la kanaisha. Schiris, perhaps, I provided a service, and now I'm asking for payment for what I gave him, that's a noisha. But he says, if you're in a car accident, or he stole from you, anything like that, I never gave the gan of anything. He took it forcefully, or mazik. I never gave him anything, so I'm not a noisha. He says, a taich of a noisha means I gave him and I want it returned. That's a noisha. So he says, that would be the chilek. If it's hakofis chanos, chudayma, you will have a lav. But if it's mazik, gezel, gneva, and these type of things, will not be a lav. That's his pshat. So light him, l'chayr, aschiris payel, would be a lav. L'chayr, light him. Light the kesef kadoshim, not. What we're talking about when he doesn't have. All right, another.
I don't want to give you any more credit, no? He could not give.
Correct, he's not mechuyav to give credit. No. I only have a chiv to give a halvah again if I know that it's. If I. I'm not pressuring, I'm not mechuyav to overextend myself. I already know that this life doesn't have the ability to pay back. So I'm not mechuyav to give a halvah, we said last week, but I'm not mechuyav to give a halvah when you're not secure on payment. No, which I do. I'm not mechuyav to overextend myself. No, if I'm not allowing the child to come in, but if I'm not mechuyav to allow it to provide, continuing providing a service where I know that the person is not paying for that service.
How about if he's
going to
pay for the new service?
Then, yeah, if he pays for the new service, then you can't do that.
You know, so you have to, you're mechuyav to lend the guy, let's say the guy has an ability somehow, you're going to lend him again on a different thing.
I'm not mechuyav to lend him again.
If you know he can pay on a second, even if he didn't pay.
If he pays on a second, then I have continued to provide that service, but I can't. I'm not mechuyav to keep on extending myself when I know that he's not going to pay me back. There's another chiddush that the Milah Chasidusa says over there, and I should mention it. And he says, what happens if you send the shliach? I won't be teveya. I know zelisile kenosha, so I'll send the shliach. And I'm a lamdan. I know ein shlichlo dvar aveira, so I'll send the shliach. I'm not doing it. Maybe that will be fine. He's masupik over there. So he's masupik over there. If there's a din of ein shlichlo dvar aveira over here, then he says no. You will be over the malvo, will be over even by shlikas. He says a pshat, I couldn't figure it out. He says, the lashon is shalakifi ha-moiser hu-shluchai. Shalakifi ha-moiser hu-shluchai, kifi ha-mutu hu-shluchai. I'm not sure what he means. Who's over Livniva? Why? Who said the shliach doesn't know? Maybe shliach, they have no idea what the leiv's matzav is. You're only over the lav if you don't know. I rather don't know, so I wouldn't do it. So I'll send the shliach. The shliach doesn't know, so no one's over the lav. Oh, I'm going to get to a belt, but even if he would be. Right, so the gradit is a Teres Chaim. That's a Friedik, a Teres Chaim, and Bob Matia, Kuf Yud Gimel, Nemzan for a Pshit, Kuf Yud Gimel, Marav, Nemzan for a Pshit, is Ravada, Yoiva, Lazila, Kanesha, even Ide Shliach. And I think the Pshat is like you're saying, is you now let it put pressure. I could put pressure through a phone, I could put pressure through a gun, I could put pressure through a Shliach. What's a Chilek? I'm putting pressure on the guy. I'm just. Turning, you know, squeezing him. That's pressure. Lamosho. Loi sachmoy. The halacha loi sachmoy is that I can't influence you and convince you and mamish put pressure on you to sell me your asset. And what happens if I send my friend to do it? Avadi over lezanga fusha locha. That's what the case was. Lezanga is when Marbel of Reim. I. What do you mean? Ain't shtikla dvar Reim. It's a sefer. It's called the Hadibra Ha'asiris. Avada. That is lois achmad. Sending a friend is the pressure of chemda. That's lois achmad. Here too, sending a friend or shliach. That is how you're putting pressure to be a noisha. So chayyur avadi should be over. Okay, but here it's. You can argue it's different. Yeah, I went personal like this. I'm doing a shliach and then shliach the avera. I'm not doing it. He's doing it. He doesn't know. The ma'ase there's a moedim mizman in mechelech ches. He has the kutei ha'aris on his previous chalakim and mechelech aleph yedalid. Over there, he names on for pashas ein shliach the avera. Not like what we're saying. And then he's mesupik. Maybe the shliach himself is also not over, even if the shliach knows that the leiva doesn't have money, because maybe the lav is only collecting for yourself, but collecting for somebody else, I'm not the mavus, I'm not over either. So it's like him, it would be a gevaldika paten. Angel the kledvaver, so the mavus is not over, even the shliach's not over because he's not collecting for himself, a gevaldika eitzah for the situation. That's how he's...
Is it possible to differentiate between a loan and an asset, where the mavus structure it as a loan, but when he's sold into the shliach, he sold it as an
asset. I didn't sell it. I asked the shliach to collect that loan. I'm not selling it. If I sell it, then it can't be any bigger than what I have. If I have a loan, so when I sell it, it has to be a loan. It's a loan, because I sold it to him as a loan. He can't have more than what I have. I only have a loan, he only has a loan.
The asset has the ability, he could take out money based on the potential ability to go ahead and collect that, right? So it's an asset.
I'm not sure. I'm not following. Let's do it after. We have 10 minutes left now. I have a lot more to say here. But on that I have a raya from the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, I saw someone brings this raya in Tzadi Tesef Dala. I said over the case before, if a malva knows that the loiva has no money, and the bezin knows that the loiva doesn't have money, and forces him to make a shrua anyway, the bezin is over, pashas, he means the bezin is over, loisil like kanaisha. The bezin is not the malva. Vice does, you don't have to be the malva to be over the lava loisil kanaisha. If you know that the loiva doesn't have the money, you can't put on that pressure. And mimela, you can't, the malva l'chay, like we were saying, there's no problem in shlik l'dvar. The marvel will be over. So to give it lamosha to a collection agency when you know that they're going to hound this guy and this guy doesn't have money, so then the marvel will be over the lacy lekanosha by giving it over. All right, let's go to there are a lot more halachas here. Let's go to another one. This is afilu lahara isla. You're not allowed to present yourself in front of him. The lashna gemara is more than that. The lashna gemara is the nala be over lefanav. You can't pass him by. In fact, the lashna rambam in the smag, Shmonokarab brings it down. As a double lashon, also yinale laharis loy, present yourself to him. Va'afilu lava lefonav. I think what he means is you're presenting. It means you're standing by him. And lava lefonav, I'm not even stopping, just passing by. I know he has a store, so I'll just conveniently pass by his store that way. And better yet, not only that, even if I'd rather have to go that direction, but if I have a way to go where to my destination in a different way, I should go a different way to avoid being lava lefana. Sefer Chasidim says that you have to go a different way, not to be lava lefana, because he's going to be nichlam from this problem.
What if they daven in the same shul?
Okay, so we're going to discuss this type of thing. Let's just flesh it out. This is a laharis lefana. Is it also limited to the case only when you know she'ein loy? Or even if maybe he has money, but you have a sofag, you also have the issa of laharis lefanav. It's only if you, or better yet,
you could be tevei mamish.
Sorry?
I'm allowed to collect. Of course I'm allowed to be.
Good. So let me ask it differently. You're right. Pashtas, you're right. So let me ask it differently. Is this issa only if my kavanah by being laharis lefanav is my intent is to try to collect or remind him of the avah? Or like you're saying, I have to go daven in the shul anyway, and it's the furthest from my mind, I have to go to my destination anyway, I'm not even thinking about this loiva, do I have a right to pass him by or not? If I'm not, my kavanah is not to be teveya. My kavanah is not to much him. Do I have a right to pass him by or not?
If I'm not much him, you can even call him up, he said before, no?
Well, I was saying up here the chinuch that if you have a suffix, if it's yeshloi, but here it's a vade einloi. He certainly doesn't have, so he will be nichlam and he will have the pacha that you're coming to veil. But I don't have that intention. Is that a problem or not?
The effect, the thing that determines it, the effect is on the loaver.
So it shouldn't make a difference. Lechayr should not make a difference. But I want to be medayik. Did the machlekes apoyskim? How did Chazal make this asmachta? The Gemara says lasi alei kenosha. He now let even pass him by. Where do they see it in the Lasiya Loi Kenosha? So the Maram Shif says it's from the extra Loi. Don't say Lasiya Kenosha, Lasiya Loi Kenosha. If he seems to him, to the Loiva, that you're being a Naisha, even if you're not, that's not your intention, you're still over this Issa. So Maram Shif says clearly, even if the Malva doesn't have that intention, it's still Issa. Because the Loiva thinks you have that intention.
Ah,
very good.
What? You'll go crazy. It doesn't have to be limited to money, it can be limited to a million things,
about
what other people are
going to
think.
Okay, well, it's a special issa created over here. The Maaseh Mashmoisa Rashi is like that as well. Even if I don't have the intention, it's still asa. However, the other Achrenim, many Achrenim learn that it's not from the extra loy, the Shekhon Acharav, Yin Yaakov, Padizesev, Taritmiyam, there's a lot who learned that the drasha was from the word kinoisha. Don't say loisiya loinoisha. Loisiya loikinoisha, you shouldn't act like a noisha. So a noisha is when you're mamish teveya. Kinoisha is even without a teveya, it's like one step removed from a noisha. I'm almost like a noisha, I'm being marvel of fun of, I'm almost there, that's also a lot. Like them, l'chare, maybe it's only if I have the intention. A noisha is when I have the intention. A kinoisha, which is one step removed, maybe it's also, but I still need that fundamental underlying intention to try to be teveya. It could be daicha that no, it only means kinoisha almost even without the intention. Okay, it's not mukha, but the Ramshif is mufurish, and Rashi is much like that as well, even if I don't have the intention. There's an Aruch HaShulchan over here that he's mechadish, that if it's already an old debt, and the loiv is already used to not paying you, and he's lost all his embarrassment already, he's long gone about that embarrassment, he's beyond that already, and even I show myself in front of him, he's not going to be embarrassed. Maybe the loiv already wrote it off, he's never paying this guy back, whatever it is. Then he says, there's no problem, you're allowed to be alive or fond of. But the way he says it, his lashon is that if it's a long debt, ve'ein loy tzara boishus mizeh, v'hamal ve'ein kavanos le'tzaroi, u'levayshay, then it's musa, muta, v'aistois. Even if I don't have the intention, but if it's not an old debt, then the loiver will be embarrassed, it will still be also and correctly pointed out, because who cares mitzad amalve? It has to do with the loiver, whether he's going to be embarrassed. He's going to be embarrassed, he'll be embarrassed. But I just want to be moisa, the Olam is saying, but if, let's say I have to be there anyway, it's yitachin, if I'm davening the same shul, or I have to meet him for other reasons, then the loiver shouldn't even think. He knows why I'm here. I'm going to shul. I did it the last 20 years, the 21st year is no different. Then there shouldn't be this problem. Because I'm doing it what I'm normally doing. So why should he think that he has a pachad? I'm coming for him. Why should he think that I'm now thinking about him, about Ava? I'm thinking about davening. Memela lechay, that shouldn't be a problem.
If you're coming to the store and you see he's there, he's supposed to run the other way according to that.
Again, if he thinks that that was my intention, so then yes. But if... But if I'm going anyway, he knows I'm going there anyway. If he knows that I'm going there anyway, so I'm not coming for him, it should be fine. Oh, Rabbi, so we have.
If you and I want to go to daven that shul now, they know that we both daven the same shul. You'd be the one to not to go to the shul, so he would feel still comfortable.
Love Dafka. Well, if he doesn't daven, I don't know.
You said before you can't command me on my emotion, right? Torah doesn't tell you to be mindful or to not.
Right, correct. I don't have to be mivat to my right.
But for me, the Torah can tell you to have a companion, but that is emotion.
Right, so, right, correct. Right, but if I'm embarrassing him, then that's a problem. Correct, correct, that's the sensitivity. 100%. I don't have to be mevata my right, but I have to be sensitive to others. All right, Rabbi, say I have mamish, a few more things here. Mamish at the dot. Please, I'll take all shaylas after the shiur. I have 4 minutes left. One, another, you say it's a shaila, is there an issa by an usher or not? Only we said last week that the issa of halva is only by the mechiv of halva pashis from the shenim is only by an ani. What about the lava lezila kenosha? It's only by an ani or even by an osha. There's a lashon ramam over here when he brings down this author, his lashon is called anegis as a ani, and as is the lashon of the minyan mitzvahs, like we said in the beginning, yada chazaka shaliyitva ani bechayvai, and it's a smag in loisas akuf pei hey, it's a chinuk samach zayin. The Magen Mishmas says it lahedim perkdala lochabeish la osra hanegisa beloy veosha ela baani. It might be this Yalkut Shemoni that we discussed. I think it's a mashma like that in Machab at the beginning of the Simen. His klal is lahalvis laani v'sholei lenagsoi him. It didn't say sholei lingois. Sholei lenagsoi this ani pashis is limited, and as I pass in many achronim, it's not Muslim. The achronim was even a nosher, but many achronim the rishonim and mafurish luchay that's only by an ani. Comes along at the Knesset HaGdoyla and Yoreh Day over there and Kuf Samach HaGoyis HaTor Gimel and says a Chiddush Nifla. You're right, the lav is only by Anani, but Hayois is a new Issa Derabonin Shaloi Afilu Laharis Lo Yizasa. He wants to be Mechadish. This new Derabonin is bigger than the Deraisa, and it includes even an Osha. The Raisa you won't be over, but Laharis Loi, to walk in front of him, then you will be over this Derabonin, and Mamela Koshikin, you can't ask him, because if you're going to ask him, you're certainly going in front of him. It's the same idea, and the Mamela you'll be over this Issa Derabonin, albeit not a Deraisa of Lasi Loi Kenosha. Devin,
have that fear of Busha.
He has a fear of Busha because he's not paying, and he thinks that maybe he's just not liquid now, but he thinks he's going to think that you think that he's really trying to stiff you, so he'll have the same Busha.
That's what you're speaking about, basically. Loans for...
Loans, he owes me money. He owes me money. All right, so...
The base is going on Sif Ali.
Good. What
you said, "Mr. Asel Abus Lani Sol." They said, "Asel Nigus Alova," but that's referring back to Al, not the.
God in Sif Aleph, there was also I feel the usher tzarich lahav mitzalav voices. I'm not sure what it's going back on. Could go back on either. All right, because he holds it's a nisa derabbanan. The ma'aseh is the Evan Ozel over here at the end of halacha aleph, perak aleph halacha aleph, and it's a yofel alev chelik gimel yeridei simin reishno and aleph ois test, which is mashma not like that, and it's you talking you have to make a cheshbon. It's not so posh. It could be a pashtis. It doesn't. I mean, if the rice is not bein osher, why should the rabbanon be bein osher? There is a sefer yireim, I should say. The sefer yireim nemzam for pshitas faket. He says it's of a posh. That's lav dafka oni, even in osher. Either Torah says oni, it's lav dafka. It was only for the halva, for the ratio of the pasuk. But the lav loisil lekanosh is even for an osher. However, there is a minchas soilus who says that that just means that when you gave the halva, it was to an osher. Lav dafka kesef tavis ha'oni, even if he gave to an osher. But right now he has to be an oni. If right now he's still an osher, then even the sefer yireim would be moida that there's no loisil lekanosh. I should mention that if the usher lost his money or the ability that he's not liquid, like we talked about last week, to the point that he's an ani ba'isi shah, because he's not liquid and he can't manage and his investments he can't carry, whatever it is, even though he has more equity than 200 zuz, then if he's an ani ba'isi shah, he has a din like ani, then ena chanami, then he'll be over the law by an ani. One more nekuda here is the Vayedab and Moshe has a sefer on Chumash and Mishpatim on the pasuk Kesetavas. It's Chav Beis Chav Dalit. He has a suffix. Will it help to be masna Mashikas with Torah? When I make the loan, I rented a shir. I know the seal connection. This is a pain. What I'm going to do is I'll be masna with the leva initially. I am going to be noigis you. You give me the right to be noigis you. If you don't pay on time, we're not going against the Torah. We acknowledge that the Torah doesn't allow negisa, but I'm an ass that anyway you allow me to be noigis you. It's like I'm not shadlo teshmiteni b'shvias. Or by Ainoa, will that work over here or not? And he's Masupik, he says a few reasons why you could be Machalik, that over here you would not be able to be Masna. One of his svaris is that you only can be Masna Machakos of Atar and Adavish of a moment, and he says that maybe this is in the Gisa, is it Issa? Not dovish of a moment, and Mamele won't pass the hasnoah. I would like to suggest, I'm not, he's Musubik, and I'm not convinced it's a tzarachi, and if he's right, but l'chayra, what you could do is you could get it out it back way. What you'll do is you'll be masna something else. I'll be masna, there's a halacha, mesadrin, I'll be masna, that I'll be mavata my right to mesadrin. You could even take my shirt. It's a lashon. I feel a glimmer dal kaspoy. Take everything I own, make me barely nothing. I'll own zero left, like the Gemara says. I'll be maslin that. That's what you're allowed to collect from the chayr. That would work. I could be maslin. That's bein adam lechaveder. Normally, you have to allow me a certain amount of assets. No, I'll be maslin. I'm mavat on that. You could take everything I have. Menelo, you'll never be able to see like a nation because he always has something. He walks to you. He has a shirt. Give me your shirt. Give me something. Elamai, all his assets combined still doesn't satisfy the amount of the loan. The loan is $1 million, and all his assets combined doesn't reach $1 million. You're right. I'll go over to him. You know what? I understand it's hard for you to pay the whole million. Pay me everything you could. Okay? I'm being today only a mixas. So memelo you mechuiv to do it because you're masa metchilo that you're giving up your right of mesadrin. I won't have the case of kachim problem in mesadrin. Lechay, that should be a posh at the eitzah to get around the lotzila kenosha. Even if you can't be masa much because the on the negisa part. Of it, I'll be master to be mavat and the mesadrin, and that is how I'll get around this problem. All right, Rabbi Isa, we ran out of time. There's more here, maybe oid chazoin. But
why a ribbis also master mashu chazav b'torah?
You can't be master by ribbis. You can't
why,
be master.
Why one case you can do it?
In fact, that's one of his reasons why maybe hasno would work on the gisa. He says because the next words in the pasuk are simin alav kaneshek, and over there you can't be masna. So I know his dashins are hekish. So maybe this part also you can't be masna. I don't know. We don't do these hekishes, but that's what his suggestion. He has a few reasons why hasno won't work. Good, but we'll do it this way. Because Rabbi Isai, when you go over to the life, as long as Chazor is Hashir, if you're Ein Loi, if you know that he's Ein Loi, then you have a, or you know that he's Ani, then you're the problem. If you're Mesupik, you're fine. And even if you know that he doesn't have, but if he has Mesadrin, or above that, or you're Master at the beginning, give me your assets. You should have the Techa to sell your assets. The Masna that you don't want to have Mesadrin, we just put it in a lot of Shtaris. Maybe even you could be even Masna that you're allowed to be Noigasim. All right, Rabbi Isai, a good devok.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.